Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. There's somebody listening to me now. Mercy will speak for you. Mercy will fight for you. Mercy will promote you. Mercy will silence your mocker. Mercy will destroy those who plan to destroy you. Mercy will catapult you to the next level. Mercy will promote your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for what the Lord has been doing using this prophetic decree and prophetic declarations. Thank God for the rain of blessings upon people through prophetic rain. We appreciate the mercy of God. We appreciate the grace of God. We appreciate the loving kindness of God. It can only be God to back up a word of a man and make it to work wonders. It can only be God. This is the work of God. It is not the work of any man. It is the work of the Almighty God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And we appreciate him. We give him all the glory. We give him all the honor. We give him all the adoration. Wherever you are, please begin to appreciate the Lord. Just bless him. Just worship him. Just give him glory. Just give him adoration. Look at what God has done for us throughout this year, 2020. Look at the hand of God, the extension of his mercy, the extension of his grace, the extension of his power upon our life. Look at today, 23rd day of the month of December, year 2020. Oh, it is worth praising God. It is worth appreciating God. It is worth worshiping God. Take any source of praise that you love and appreciate God with it. Worship the Lord with it. You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for giving us grace to stand up today. Our hand can be raised. Our legs can be raised. Here we are. We are standing. Here we are. We are praising you. Here we are. We can breathe in. We can breathe out. It is only you. It is only you that can do this for us. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Father, we lift you up. We thank you, Father. Thank you for as many people that have been blessed through this prophetic decree, through this prophetic declaration, through the prophetic rain. Thank God for the rain of prophetic power coming upon people, rain of prophetic blessing coming upon the life of people. Thank you for as many people that have been receiving deliverance. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for testimony. We thank you for a lot of blessing, promotion, people receiving promotion, people claiming what God has done, people receiving instant deliverance. I appreciate God. I appreciate your name. I worship you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, I thank God for what God has been doing. I thank God for his hand of mercy. We thank God for what God will continue to do in this prophetic declaration. We thank God for his mercy upon our lives since September 1st that we have started this prophetic declaration by the command and directive of the Lord. It has been so wonderful. We thank God for what he has been doing. We glorify his name. May his name be exalted in Jesus' name. I see somebody right now listening to me. You are going to have a testimony very, very soon. Your testimony is coming like a surprise. God is going to decorate you. God is going to put a garment of honor upon your life. God said, I should tell somebody, yeah, you're about to quit. God said, I should tell you, don't quit. He's about to visit you. Divine visitation is coming on your way. God said, I should tell another person, you look at yourself and you are looking miserable. Listen to me now. That very particular condition you are passing through will be wiped off from you very, very suddenly. Suddenly, it shall be wiped off. Very soon, it shall be wiped off. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm prophesying to the life of someone, your weeping is over. Let me tell you, the affliction in your life is over. God is going to fight for you. God is going to raise men for you. God is going to raise women for you. They will come up and they will fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I talk to someone that is listening to me here. Be encouraged and God will lift you up. I prophesy into the life of someone, your dry bones shall live again. Your dry bones shall live again. Your dry bones shall live again. In the name of Jesus. Just yesterday, I was talking about freedom from ancient evil covenant. And I made you to know something from Psalm 74, verse 20. The Bible says, have respect unto covenant. Dark places of this world are full of cruelty. The Bible is saying something, that we should have respect unto covenant, because covenant is deep. Covenant is something that is more than physical. So the Bible is even making us to know that this covenant must be respected. Have respect unto the covenant, because the dark places of the earth are full of habitation of cruelty, habitation of wickedness. In the wicked world, they don't play with covenant. In the wicked world, they don't play with covenant because covenant bind them together. Covenant is their strength. Covenant is their two legs. And that is why they don't play with covenant at all. Many of us that have been born today may not know that our ancestors, they've entered into a covenant that we are all now find ourselves looming, swimming in it now. Many of us are laboring under it now, becoming a stronghold that is contending with us. Listen to me very well. The Bible says something very, very strong. If you have read your Bible very well, the Bible says, though I walk in the flesh, I'm not worrying after the flesh. The weapons of my welfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. They're pulling down the stronghold, casting down the imagination, and every IT that exalts themselves against the knowledge of God, bringing them to captivity, all to the obedience of Christ. The Bible says, though I walk in the flesh, but my contention, my fighting, my struggle is not after the flesh. Our battle is not the flesh battle. Our battle is not carnal. Our battle is spiritual. Whatever you are passing through now, there is a spiritual connotation. There is a spiritual foundation to it. You may not know, but by the time you delve into it, you pray more, you begin to see that what you are passing through, in respect of what you are passing through, whatever you can call it, there is something there from the root, something there that is spiritual, because man is a spirit. Man lives inside the body and he has a soul. So as we are talking, as I'm talking, we are spirit being. So our battle is a spiritual battle. Our battle is a spiritual thing. The whole world is spiritual. And that is why if we don't understand it, it becomes a battle. No wonder the Bible says heaven and the heavens is of the Lord. But the earth has been given to the sons of men. Psalm 115. You need to understand that mystery. As I'm giving you this mystery every day, I just want you to know that. Because why? The Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. When you understand knowledge, when you have knowledge, when you have the knowledge of what God wants you to have, then you begin to walk in dominion, you begin to walk in power. You know, the Bible says something so mysterious. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, it said, and he blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. There is no one that can have dominion without understanding. There's no one that can have dominion without knowledge. No wonder the Bible says the righteous is delivered by knowledge. There's no one that can have dominion without knowledge. No wonder the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 12 verse 5 that my people have gone into captivity for lack of knowledge and the honorable men are vanished. You need to understand those mysteries. These mysteries are the thing that we need to know. The Bible says something in Proverbs. The Bible says, God hide things. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing and the honor of God to and the honor of men to search out the matter. That's what the Bible says. It is the glory of God, Psalm 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. Sorry, Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it's the honor of the king to search out the matter. It is your honor to search out the matter. When you search out the matter, you begin to understand what the Lord is telling you about. So when we come back to this topic called freedom from ancient evil covenant. Ancient evil covenant, a covenant made by our forefathers in the dark time, in the time that they don't have anything but to serve idol. We can't blame them because moment like that, they are looking for how to get themselves rescued from the enemy. At the moment like that, they are looking for how they can be productive. At the moment like that, they are looking for how their farm product can become great and can become productive. At that moment, they are looking for how their wife can get children. So they don't have anything than to go and seek for the devil. And the only thing they tutor them is for them to go to idol. So they go to idol, they go to shrine, they go to the priest, they go to the river to go and seek for assistance, to go and seek for support, to go and seek for insurance. Oh, and the priest and the idol and the shrine and the river. Oh, everything inside of them is of the devil. The devil will just make sure, okay, you want to get this, I'm going to give it to you. Don't forget, the Bible says the earth has been given to the sons of man. Oh, you want this, I will give it to you. But it's going to be on transaction. It's going to be on relationship. You are going to make a covenant with me. You are going to stand and you are going to make a covenant as we are there. And you see our fathers at that moment, what they need is a respite. They want freedom for what they are passing through. So they are going to make a covenant. And as they are making the covenant with the river, as they are making the covenant with the idol, as they are making a covenant right at the shrine, that covenant is binding on them, binding on their children, binding on their children unborn, binding on their future generation, binding on their ancestral lineage 50 years, 500 years, 700 years, 1,000 years to come. That is a mystery. Look at generation. You may be the third generation of your family or fourth generation of your family. So that very covenant, the first generation of your family has entered into, you are also binding in it. The Bible says, Levi, pay tithe in the loins of Abraham. Levi, pay tithe in the loins of Abraham. Abraham was the one paying tithe to Melchizedek. And the Bible says, Levi, the son of Abraham, was paying tithe also. That is, Levi was inside Abraham and was paying tithe. So whatever your grandfather have done, you were inside of him and you were also doing it. That is what the Bible is saying. So, but we can get freedom. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary so that we can get life abundantly. That is why God sent his son, so that through his son we can get liberty. That is why Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. The Bible says, curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14, so that the blessing of Abraham can come upon us, the Gentile. That's what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying something very, very unique here. God knew that there will be a problem like this many years ago, and God has provided a solution through his son. You and I need to come to Jesus. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of what people are saying. Don't be afraid of what people are saying is happening. Don't be afraid of what you are even hearing. Don't be afraid of the situation. Don't be afraid of what you are passing through. One thing you need to know is that you have Jesus Christ. One thing you need to know is that you have freedom by your side. One thing you need to know, that the blood of Jesus Christ is ready and is available to buy you back from the slavery market. You must understand, the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. You must understand that. So the blood of Jesus is potent. The blood of Jesus is strong to buy you back, to break curse, to break covenant, to dismantle the power of darkness. Don't be afraid of anything. But one thing you need to know is that your salvation is very important. It's the first power that you will have, and it's one that will give you leverage to fight against the enemy. You must give your life to Jesus Christ. Have you entered into any ancestral covenant? Are you there right now? You've noticed that in your family there are these problems going against them. There are these problems they are passing through. There are these problems that all of them in that family is passing through. There are these problems that you are wondering that how well are we going to be delivered. Sometimes you look at yourself, it's like you are the only one that is better. It is by the grace that you have. It's just grace that God showed on you. That it doesn't mean that that thing is off from you. You must know that this covenant may be predominant or may be dominant in some people's life, and may be recessive in some people's life. It may not even come up in some generation. It will be like if it's not there, but it's going to come up in the next generation. Sometimes it can be recessive, sometimes it can be dominant. That is what it just means, because it resides in your gene. It resides in your DNA. It resides in your genes. It resides in your chromosome. So it can be recessive in one generation. It can be dominant in one generation, depending on how they serve God, depending on how strength and spiritual understanding they have. But you need to know one thing today, that every covenant that is there in your root is assigned to deal with members in that family. But you can break that covenant, and that is what I want you to do. We must break that covenant. We must dismantle that covenant. We must scatter that covenant. Every ancient covenant, build a stronghold in the family, and that stronghold become a place where the devil hide, and that stronghold become a place where the strong man in the family hide, and that stronghold become a place where the strength of the enemy is being revealed and is being emanated from, and that stronghold become where the enemy hide to fight. And you know, a stronghold is like a fortress. A stronghold is like a refuge. The enemy hide in it, and they throw their arrow. You throw arrow back, you couldn't get to them because there's a stronghold. So you must understand that every woman problem has two legs. One leg is on curses, the other leg is on covenant. When you break those two legs, you get freedom. You must understand that one. The battle you are facing now has two legs. One leg is on curses, one leg is on covenant. These two legs strengthen the problem, strengthen the affliction, strengthen what we are passing through, and become a stronghold for the enemy to operate. And that is why you find out some arrows are fired and get to people's life anyhow. Believers are pulled down, believers are attacked, believers are having sex in the dream, believers are being fed in the dream, believers are seeing themselves naked in the dream, believers are being messed up, the believers are being oppressed, and they are being mesmerized by the devil, because there is a stronghold, because there are two legs of the wickedness in their life. But listen to me today, all the leg of darkness, all the anchor of the wicked in your life shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are, confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Father, deliver me. I come before you. I need you. I want you to liberate me from the yoke of sin, and it shall do that for you. Quickly do that now. Thank you, Father. La prakusata ya la baraba. Lekrobo sopeke lo boshi kaya balaba. Remokum prakusata ka. Repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you. Forgive me and pardon me. Oh, I say bye-bye to sin. You sin, you power of sin, leave me alone. In the name of Jesus, I declare publicly that God, you are my Lord and Savior. Deliver me today. In Jesus' name we pray. You are good to go. You are good to go to praise of prayers. And you are going to pray them very aggressively. But before we pray the prayer, you take the oil. Let me pray on that oil. Take the oil in your hand or take the water in your hand. I will pray on that oil. I will pray on that water. I will tell you what to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray on